Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
What is it that saves us from sin? In the Scripture, there are a multitude of things that are identified as playing a part in man's salvation. Today we want to examine the facet of faith. Faith is one of the unique things that plays an integral part in our salvation. Notice the words of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. The Bible says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Unless I possess this item of faith, there's no way I can be pleasing to God, and there's no way I'll receive the reward that God wants to give to all people. 1 Timothy 2, verses 4 through 6. What then is faith? To many people, faith is a mere leap into the unknown. It is a leap into the dark. We cannot know for sure. We're not sure of all the facts, but somehow we have this mystical, magical, warm feeling, and people call that faith. Friend, that's not faith. That's mysticism. The Bible tells us that faith is based off substance, and faith is based off evidence. Hebrews 11:1, we learn that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Well, what is the substance of the things I hope for? It's the fact that God does exist, and I can know that based off the evidence. Psalm 19:1 following. It's the fact that Jesus really came to the earth, lived and died for me, and that I can trust Him for salvation. It's the evidence of things I've not yet seen. I've never seen God. I've never seen Jesus. I've never seen heaven, but is there ample evidence in the inspiration of Scripture and nature itself? Absolutely there is. And so does faith play an integral part in my salvation? Sure it does. The Bible says this is the victory we have, even our faith. 1 John 5 and verse 4. And so, friend, do you have the faith to believe in God, to repent of your sins, to confess His name before men, and to be baptized in water so that you can have salvation? You must possess this faith if you're going to be pleasing to God. Our hope and prayer is that you'll be a person of faith.
God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.